It's always a tricky and risky proposition to adapt a beloved film into something else, but that's exactly what's happened at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, where Finding Neverland has been transformed into a new musical. It's based on the 2004 movie, starring Johnny Depp as the playwright who created Peter Pan. Finding Neverland opened this week at the ART. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the show's film to stage evolution.
The film Finding Neverland tells the semi-biographical story of Scottish author J.M. Barrie's struggle to write Peter Pan in the early 1900s. The now iconic fable about a magic boy who'll never grow up was inspired by Barrie's relationship with a mother and her four sons.
Excuse me, you're standing on my sleeve.
I might point out you're lying under my bench.
So sorry, my boy's bothering you.
J.M. Barrie, pleased to meet you.
A fantastical play populated by fairies and flying children was a risky venture in London's theater scene at the time. You could say the same about the new musical adaptation of Finding Neverland.
I think any time you are adapting a film to a musical, you have to ask the very basic question, does this deserve another form?
ART director Diane Paulus got her answer by rewatching the movie. She's led three Tony Award-winning musicals and knows full well that this genre lives or dies by its songs. When she viewed Finding Neverland again, the director says she saw opportunities to blow up the story with lyrics and music.
And that's what Elliot and Gary have done in their score. And also expanding the emotional core of the piece. You know, musicals sing, and you want to get inside, you know, the heart of those characters.
Paulus is talking about British pop icon Gary Barlow and songwriter-producer Elliot Kennedy. Finding Neverland is their first attempt at musical theater. It was Hollywood producer and studio executive Harvey Weinstein who pulled them in. He distributed the hit film, and he asked if they would write one song for a musical version he was developing.
By the end of the week, I think we were like four songs in.
That's Elliot Kennedy.
And this is before there was a script or anything. So this was simply based on going back and watching the movie, which was Harvey's film, and just saying, oh, wouldn't it be great if we could write a song for this scene, not knowing whether it would exist or not.
In the end, the team wrote 18 songs for Finding Neverland. They worked separately much of the time because they lived 200 miles away from each other in England. Then they'd come together long distance via FaceTime to fine-tune the words and melodies. Both are eager to play the first song they wrote, so Kennedy picks up his guitar.
In a place so far away, we'll be young, that's how we'll stay.
And this is how the song sounds fully orchestrated during dress rehearsal. Here's Gary Barlow again.
We come from a pop background, from making records. I've been in a band for 23 years, but at the same time, Elliot's been a record producer, songwriter, written for Bryan Adams, Celine Dion, a whole host of artists. So we come at this having had experience in making songs, obviously.
I always say it's the ultimate backstage pass to everybody's soul.
Elliot Kennedy points to a song from the musical called Feet Don't Touch the Ground. It's a duet between the young boy Peter and playwright J.M. Barrie.
So in this song, J.M. Barrie is trying to teach Peter how to be a boy, and Peter's trying to teach J.M. Barrie how to be a grown-up. So you've got this weird thing going on.
That's 11-year-old actor Aidan Jem singing on stage.
You know, Barry's saying, hey, whenever something bad happens, I just go to this place where everything's perfect, Neverland. And Peter's like, but you have to cope with what's actually happening. And towards the end, they sort of have convinced each other, but it's really just, okay, let's struggle together.
Jem was in an earlier version of Finding Neverland before Harvey Weinstein asked the British songwriters for their music.
It's very pop, which I think some people might dislike, but I love, and I think it really gives the show a different twist.
Well, that's the hope. And there are others. The Neverland songwriters and Harvey Weinstein say they have their sights set on both London's West End and New York's Broadway. In a bold move, they began teasing their upcoming show at the Tony Awards last month. Jem took the stage with American Idol finalist Jennifer Hudson, who sang the theme song.
Whenever I am frightened, if I ever feel alone, turn to the night sky, and a star I'll call my own.
For now, though, the new musical adaptation is in previews in Cambridge. The cast of 26, crew, and creative team can expect dozens of changes to their film-to-stage adaptation in the coming weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
We can sail away tonight.
Finding Neverland is on stage at the ART, the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, until September 28th.